Ja. Recording in progress.
Tap the speak. There we go.
Boom, boom, da, 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 da,
Get on the mic.
da.
Do it right. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Get down tonight. Get down tonight.
Oh man,
I think I'm
we're
going to sleep after this, dude. I'm tired.
yeah, I hear that. I was gonna say, I think we're a little too excited about this.
Yeah, well, you know, somebody has to be.
That's right.
If
Oh
we ain't
man.
excited about it, then what's the point?
Yep. Well, here we are back again. Another episode of the pod. Welcome back,
And what's
everybody.
that pod's name?
Echospective.
Yeah, you got it, bro.
Oh man. It's another week. It's another Wednesday. It's another episode.
And we are here to share some. We got some good information for you. Actually, we got some exciting news to share with you guys today. But first of
Yes.
all, let's go ahead and get this out the way. Hey, thanks for visiting. Thanks for joining us. If you want to reach out, you can go to our website at echospective.com. You could also check us out on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, TikTok. Send us a message, and also you can call us at 336-298-8124. And also, you can buy us a coffee. Hey,
That's
Nate, how
right.
you doing? I'm Marquise.
I'm good, and this is Nathan, if you couldn't tell by now. Yeah,
Yeah, I think they can.
that's right. The OG listeners, they know what's going on. So this episode is going to be a little unique in comparison to previous ones. The first reason being it's going to be super short.
Oh,
Yeah.
yes. Yay.
Yeah, it's spring break this week, man. It's time to chillax a little bit. So we're giving
I feel
ourselves
you.
a bit of a break. Little staycay.
Yeah, a little staycay for y'all. We'll be back in full force next week. I know you all are holding your heads down and saying, why are they
Yeah.
doing this to me? But we'll be
Why?
back next week.
That's right.
So.
Don't worry. We just shifted things around a little bit. I know if you're keeping up with our socials and whatnot. You thought we were going to be talking to my buddy Joe today, but that's going to be next week. So
Yeah.
we're just prolonging the excitement. You know, you'll
Absolutely.
really be ready to listen to it next week. But yeah, announcement time. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-bum. So
Dun-dun-dun.
Marquise, this might be good, this might be sad, but the end of season one is occurring at the end of this month.
Oh, no.
I know all good things must come to an end, but that means season two can start.
Yay!
Woo-hoo! And season two, I don't know. I think Marquise and I are pretty excited about this. We're gonna kind of delve into some of those other things that we mentioned long ago. Some of the other interests we have, some of the just taking a little bit of a pivot. We're gonna take a break with the interviews for the summer, and we're gonna be delving into the world of movies and television. Let's all go to the movies. That's all I'm going to sing of that
Get your
song.
popcorn. Yeah,
That's
get your popcorn, your drinks. We don't
right.
sell it, but we do condone it.
Yep. Yeah, we have some really fun stuff I feel planned for this summer. So I don't know that I think that's all we're going to say about that right now. It's just a little teaser, a little something to look forward to. Shaking up the format a little bit. So, and we're still going to be talking to people. It's just going to
Right.
be about some different stuff and in a different way. And it's just going to be different. How many times can I say different?
It probably as many as you want, but I'm
That's
sure
right.
They probably don't want to hear you just say it maybe no more times. But
well, let's talk about something different, Marquise.
Let's do that.
So, yeah, we've got three more episodes of interviews planned, and then we're going to kick off the format change. So we'll delve a little deeper into what that's actually going to look like closer we get to that time. But don't worry, three more episodes of chock full of interviews and laughs and hilarity and who knows what else.
All that coming your way.
That's right.
This coming to a pod near you this summer.
Ooh, that sounds kind of scary.
Yeah, it does. Well, we might be talking about scary things. So
we might. We just might. So with that being said, I think we're just going to roll right into the This Day in Music, and then we'll call this episode a wrap.
This Day in Music.
We'll see you next time.
Thank you.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you. Goodbye.
This Day in Music, April 3rd, 2022. Bonnie Raitt was the unexpected winner at the 64th Annual Grammy Awards when the 73-year-old American blues, folk, and country singer scored a win for the Song of the Year for her track, Just Like That. The critically acclaimed singer jumped ahead of pop titans Beyoncé, Adele, and Taylor Swift to take home the prize honoring songwriting. Congratulations. I like that. Bonnie Raitt. This Day in Music, April 3rd, 2011. Adele broke the record for the longest time at number one in the UK by a female solo artist. After the second album, 21 spent 10 consecutive weeks at the top of the chart. The previous record was held by Madonna with her first greatest hit, The Immaculate Collection, in 1990. Congratulations, Adele, on that.
That's
Adele.
Nice. That's nice.
April 3rd, 2008, Morrissey accepted a public apology in court from Word magazine after it suggested he was a racist and a hypocrite. Oh no, don't do that. The singer took Word to court after an article concerning his political views appeared in its March edition. His solicitor said the magazine now accepted that it was absurd to accuse Mr. Morrissey of being a racist and that he was not a hypocrite. Well, that was nice of them. This Day in Music, April 3rd, 2008. Mariah Carey smashed Elvis Presley's U.S. chart record by scoring the 18th number one of her career with Touch My Body. That's the name of the album. From her new album, E equals MC squared, or E equals MC 2. Pretty much the same thing. Carey had now surpassed Elvis Presley's 17 number ones. The Beatles still held the record with 20 US number one hit singles. Yes. Okay, check this out. 2007, April 3rd, This Day in Music. Rolling Stones guitarist Keith Richards denied he snorted the ashes of his father. Okay. Jane Rose, Rich's manager, told MTV News the remarks were made in jest, and she could not believe that they had been taken seriously. Rich's had said in an interview with he was cremated, and I couldn't resist grinding him up with a little bit of blow. That was a quote. That's what they said. He said, let's read that again. He was cremated, and I could not resist grinding him up with a little bit of blow. But NEM interviewer, Mr. Mark, was convinced that Richard was not joking when speaking to him about the alleged incident. He did seem to be quite honest about it. There were too many details for him to be making it up, he later told the BBC. Well, that's for you guys to decide, but I do not suggest sticking your relative's ashes with some blow, and snort it. Please resist. This day. 2001, This Day in Music, Robbie Williams won the award for the most radio plays in the UK for the third year running. The singer picked up the award at the Radio Academy Awards in London. April 3rd, 1983, after completing a 29-date UK tour, U2 appeared on BBC Top of the Pops, performing their latest single, Two Hearts Beat as one. This Day in Music. Two Hearts Do Beat. April 3rd, 1976. And then Unknown, Sex Pistols opened for the 101ers at the Nashville Rooms in London. The 101ers were a pub rock band, notable as being the band of Joe Strummer, left to join The Clash. I don't know who The Clash is. I don't know who the 101ers are. But that opening group on that day, on 1976, the Sex Pistols, I think they won out of the three. I think they won out of the three. 1975, This Day in Music, Steve Miller, was charged with setting fire to the clothes of a friend, Miss Bonita. When police arrived at the Miller's house, Miss Bonita was putting out the flames. Miller then got into a fight with some of the police officers and was charged with resisting arrest.
Right.
So yeah, so he gonna spend some time for that. Hey, let's get back into some music news, okay?
Okay.
This Day in Music, 1971, The Temptations scored their second number one with Just My Imagination.
What was it doing?
Running Away with Me. The track considered one of the Temptations' signature songs and is notably for recalling the sound of the group's 1960 recording. It also the final Temptations single to feature founding members Eddie Kendricks and Paul Williams. This Day in Music, 1969, The Doors, Jim Morrison turned himself into the FBI in Los Angeles. He was charged on 6 charges of lewd behavior and public exposure at a concert in Miami. Well, on March the 2nd, 1969, he was later released on a $2,000 bail. Lewd behavior and public exposure at a concert. That's like normal now, right? This was in 69, so probably won't. They didn't get the memo. This Day in Music, 1964, Bob Dylan made his first appearance on the UK charts with The Times They Are A-Changin'. Dylan wrote the song as a deliberate attempt to create an anthem of change for the time. In January 1984, a song Steve Jobs recited, the second verse of The Times They Are A-Changin'. In his opening of the 1984 Apple shareholders meeting, where he famously unveiled the Macintosh computer for the first time. This day, this music. Let's see. Oh, let's give birthday shout out to Eddie Murphy, 1961. Hey, happy birthday, Eddie Murphy. Okay, This Day in Music. Thank you guys, and see you next week.
Echospective was recorded and produced in Mockingbird Studios. Brought to you by Marquise Burke and Nathan Sieg, and in part by their respective families. We thank you all so much for pushing us to strive for excellence. And we thank you, the listener. Your support means everything.